Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jessica Van Roekel. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, 2 Thessalonians 3:16.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all. I followed a narrow woodland path over large rocks and around towering trees. Twittering birdsong filled the air and I inhaled the scent of damp moss and ferns. Every so often, I caught a glimpse of the lake through the trees, and I pressed onward through the last set of branches and paused to take in the scene before me. Miles and miles of water stretched out, and I took a deep breath, and I let the peacefulness wash over my heart. God met me in that moment, and I knew He was with me. The peace he gives is a gift that soothes the anxious mind and the worried heart. His presence is the one thing we need in order to face the troubles in this world. Jesus knew we would face trials and difficulties, and in John 16:33, he said, "A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone. My Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." As Jesus' church took root and grew, his people relied on the church leaders to instruct and encourage them and to remind them of these passages that Jesus spoke. The Thessalonians were members of the church in Thessalonica. They experienced persecution from those who rejected the Apostle Paul's teaching about Christ, and they also had trouble amongst themselves as they learned to live as fellow followers of Jesus Christ. Paul wrote tender encouragement in his first letter to the Thessalonians, but in this second letter, he took a stronger tone. He earnestly appealed to them to respond to his instructions without delay, to not be dissuaded from their faith by persecution, and to live in harmony with each other, not as superior to one another, but as humble brothers and sisters in Christ. It shouldn't surprise us that the peace we have in God can become disturbed by the things we face, but it does. We have a bad day where things don't go the way we think it should, or we don't reach the level of success we were hoping to reach. These events seem to rob us of peace. But when we look deeper into the peace God gives, we discover some wonderful truths. The Greek word for peace means the tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fears nothing from God and content with its earthly lot, whatever sort that is. This definition tells us so much about peace. The peace of God is a heart confident in its relationship to Jesus. A heart at peace is a life who is confident that God has his best in mind, and a contentment with the current state of life we live, wherever and whatever we may be, whether we live with much or we live with little. God's peace can be ours and is not contingent on our circumstances. The second part of 2 Thessalonians 3:16 refers to God's presence with us. God's presence is there to guide us and to help us, his sons and daughters. It is the presence of God which grants peace to those who live for and follow him wherever he takes us. In Judges 6, we meet a man named Gideon threshing grain in a winepress in secret, so the Midianites, the enemies who terrorized them and stole their crops, would not find him. But the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon and called him to stand as a warrior leader for his people. Gideon wonders how, and God says, "Go in the strength I have, and I will be with you." Gideon realized he spoke to the Lord, and he built an altar there, and he called it, "The Lord is peace." The Hebrew meaning of peace is completeness, contentment, soundness, and safety. God completed his promise to Gideon and set the Israelites free from Midian's oppression. He led them with soundness of mind and into safety, and Gideon knew contentment with what God had called him to do and became a judge of Israel. God was with him through it all. The Thessalonian church faced many of the same problems Gideon faced and we face. Persecution from people who reject God and disagreements from fellow brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ plague our lives. Yet, the Apostle Paul ends his second letter to the Thessalonians by reminding them that the peace of God is found in God and not in angels or priests or some other sacred exercise. We can have peace today by placing our trust in God, knowing he is with us. Let's take a moment to celebrate the salvation we have through Jesus Christ and choose to be content with the life he's given us. Let's pray. Holy God, thank you so much that you promise to be with us and that you are our peace. God, I pray that we would know completeness, that we would experience contentment, that we would have soundness of mind, because our mind is fixed on you, our God of peace. And Lord, may we trust you for the next steps, for where we're at right now, and knowing that your peace is not contingent on what's happening around us. But Lord, let us cling to you and to trust you and to believe that you are with us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com